Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Pete Futek of College Football News. Pete, how you doing, man?
What's going on, guys? Happy football season.
Yes, yes, indeed. College football started, but you are at least I think you are, in the home of the start of the NFL season tonight, right?
Yeah,
Packers and Bears in your neck of the woods.
Ground zero. I live in Chicago. I write about football for a living. There's at least one sporting event on, at least one TV in my house at all times. And I live in the one household in this area where my family has no clue Bears-Packers are happening.
Who you like tonight?
You know what? I don't care. I like my fantasy team. Like, here,
that's
it
true.
Doesn't matter. It's so crazy living in the city right now. It's like, oh my gosh, what happens if the Bears lose? Whatever. You know, then they can win the next game, and you can still make the playoffs. It's just, it's not the same. Living in a college world like I do, it's just not the same intensity. The Bears are going to win.
Wait a second. But wait a second, Pete. But at least in the NFL, you don't go into games where you know the team that's going to win. I mean, come on. In college, at this time of year, most of these teams that play, what's the intensity when you know Ohio State and Michigan and a lot of these teams, the chances of them losing are like 1,000 to 1.
Exactly. That's why you bet on Georgia State against Tennessee, because that never happens. No, I'm with you.
That's a rarity, though. Come on. And Tennessee's not Michigan and Ohio State.
Honestly, I don't care. I just care about my fantasy team.
That's true. I do, too. I care about fantasy.
Like, I absolutely could. Like, these guys are all paid players, whatever. So, if the Bears win, okay, fine. I'm not, like, yay. But, okay, it's fun. This football season. I just like the sport just to watch more than anything else.
Pete, do people in Chicago care that Northwestern lost their starting quarterback?
I don't think they know who he is. I honestly don't. I just – this place is so Bears crazy. There's no Northwestern fan base. They don't show up to the games. There's no crowd here for it. If they do get a crowd, it's when Michigan comes to town or Nebraska comes to town. It's more of a kind of an underground national thing of people who go, because it's not like you have a bunch of people from Chicago who go to Northwestern. It is such a national, it's one of the great universities in the world. And so it draws from such a different sort of pool that you just don't have that ingrained thing here. And you don't have that consistent overall success. If they're good, yeah, it's a story around here. But it's just not. And what's crazy about it, too, is Illinois is not a story. Illinois just doesn't exist in the city of Chicago because you have such a melting pot of so many Big Ten teams that you have your pockets of, the Michigan, Ohio State, Wisconsin, Iowa fans here and there. There's nothing from Illinois. It's really more Notre Dame when Notre Dame's pretty good.
We're talking about Pete Futek, College Football News. He just said that Ohio State's never going to lose this time of year, but they are playing Cincinnati, and it's not one of these 30-40 point spreads. I wouldn't be surprised if Cincinnati covered, because obviously Luke Fickell, and this means everything to Cincinnati playing against Ohio State. Who you like in that game with the spread there?
Yeah, I like Ohio State. I'm an elitist when it comes to this. You're Ohio State. There's like six teams this year that have a legitimate chance of winning a national championship. There's college football playoff contenders, and then there's teams with the talent to be a national title contender. Ohio State's one of them. You're playing a group of five teams. Go beat them. Just don't have any problems. I was trying to think of this. You guys didn't know this. I couldn't come up with it. When was the last time Ohio State lost to a group of five program?
Oh,
actually,
boy.
I didn't look it up. I apologize. I know bad radio here, but I couldn't.
No, I don't know.
My head,
I can't think
offhand. I can't remember like them losing to a every once in a while. I mean, Michigan, obviously, Appalachian State. I know there's probably been another one here or there. Wisconsin, you can kind of almost say BYU last year. Northwestern losing to Akron. Purdue losing last year to Eastern Michigan. So there's always like one or two outliers where you just say, actually, I think Wisconsin lost to Cincinnati one year, where they were supposed to be, when Wisconsin was supposed to be really good. So you always have these weird outliers, but you just don't get that with Ohio State. I really, Jimmy, cannot remember one game that was just a total and complete clunker that just came from out of nowhere. I don't think it's going to happen.
Cincinnati's good. Either Cincinnati's good or UCLA's really, really, really awful, or it might be just a kind of a little mixture of the two. Cincinnati will be tough, but Ohio State's got so many weapons, and they're so strong. And they're not going to come out and win in the first 6 minutes like they did last week, but I just don't see a way that they're not going to be held in check for that long.
Were you impressed with the offense? I mean, obviously they came out hot, and Justin Fields looked really, really good, but then things sort of slowed down, certainly in the second half.
It's so funny you say that, because that's one of my big takeaways from week one, is these games are so freaking long that it's impossible to maintain that intensity for 4 hours. I mean, look what happened. Florida State looked amazing. They looked like Florida State again, and all of a sudden they get dehydrated and they completely bonk as a team. South Carolina hit a wall in the fourth quarter. Oregon basically hit a wall late. Purdue died at the stretch. It's hard to stay that fired up and that good for that long. It was hilarious to read Twitter and get on social media. All of a sudden, you know, Middle Tennessee scores a garbage time touchdown and Harbaugh sucks. It's like they just destroyed him. Who cares? Ohio State wins in the first 6 minutes. It doesn't matter what they did the rest of the way. You already won the game. It's fine. So I'm not going to get too into a twist over this, especially in week one when you're just trying to tune things up a little bit. You saw what you needed to see in the first, first half of the first quarter. Justin Fields looked amazing. You saw the speed. You saw the weapons. The one thing I will be interested to see going forward is just J.K. Dobbins get to do a little bit more. He was good, but he was more workmanlike than explosive and tremendous. So I at some point, he's going to have one of those 200-yard games. I don't know if it's this week, but eventually he's going to have to bust out a few more runs, big runs.
Pete, who is this Jalen Hurts? He looks like a different quarterback now that he has the quarterback whisper there in Norman, Oklahoma.
It's really kind of strange that there's this thought that, okay, well, now he gets to be Jalen Hurts. Now he gets to do what he wants. And the thought at Alabama was, well, you don't need a guy who can do a whole bunch of crazy things because you have that defense. You just need a guy who keeps things moving, doesn't make a whole lot of mistakes, is very efficient. And now Alabama's quarterback, Tua Tagovailoa, who is essentially Brett Favre, who's not afraid to throw any ball at any spot at any time. So Hurts looks great. I mean, it would be nice if he didn't have to run as much. They need more out of the running backs, but he was terrific. The one thing about this, one caveat, though, is the Houston defense is awful. So, it's the Oklahoma offense, and yes, it's the Houston defense, but at the same time, that's a little bit of an outlier. Hurts is that good, but you're not going to see this for a full 12 games this regular season.
Pete Futek, College Football News. Pete, two really good games on the schedule this week, Texas A&M and Clemson. And then the other one is what, LSU and Texas.
Texas is way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. Give us some thoughts on those two big games this weekend.
I am willing to take that could be very, very painfully wrong here. It's been my call for 8 months, and I can't back off it now. I think Texas A&M wins this, or at the very least keeps it really close. If you want to, what type of team can beat Clemson? You need to have the coaching staff, and Jimbo Fisher's got the staff for that. You need to have the athletes. Texas A&M has that. They're big. They got corners are run about 6'2 to 6'4. They can match up with the speed of the T. Higgins guys and the rest of that group by just sort of beating them up a little bit. You saw in last year's game that the NBA small forwards they have at wide receiver gave the Clemson defensive backs all sorts of problems. You have a veteran quarterback. They got that in Kellen Mond. You have the line. It's got the right makeup to at least give Clemson a big-time run. I think that's going to be a more fun game than a lot of people think. And then if it's not, and if Clemson comes out and rolls 55-3, then okay, good. This is an amazing team. Let's just sit back and enjoy this thing until they get to New Orleans. And then LSU-Texas, let's see if Texas has it. I mean, what we know about Texas is under Tom Herman, even when he was at Houston, they win games like this, and then they lose to, like, a Kansas State or a UConn or somebody that they're not supposed to. So they've got the talent to do it in 1 week. But LSU's, throw LSU into that mix with Oklahoma, with Ohio State, with Georgia, is that next group there that could absolutely win the national championship if they got into a college football playoff. They've got the guys. Their lines are terrific. The secondary is outstanding. There's a no-name group of offensive skill guys. I think this is a very workmanlike win for LSU. It's going to be really close, really tight, a defensive low-scoring battle. Well, a whole lot of fun. I'm going with both SEC teams in this.
I can't believe that LSU is favored by 6.5 and it's in Austin.
It got moved up fast. The problem is there's nobody in the backfield. It's Sam Ellinger or bust. They have Keontae Ingram.
Yeah.
They're one running back, and that's it. So it's kind of all you need in college football sometimes. But this LSU defense is such a killer. You need more weapons. You need more offense. And they've got the receivers, but the secondary for LSU is probably the best in the country, but Texas might have the second or third best secondary. So, again, these two quarterbacks don't make a whole lot of mistakes. They're very, very good, very sound. It's whoever comes up with a big turnover. I do think it's close. I'm happy it's moving up a little bit because I hate giving away points and saying, okay, Texas is going to lose and cover. But I think that's what's going to happen. I think it's like a 27-24-ish sort of game.
Here's my cover of the weekend, and maybe it's a close game. I don't think they'll win the game, but I kind of think that Army keeps it close against Michigan because they'll just run the heck out of the ball, and it'll be low scoring. What do you think?
You never know. I hate picking these games because you never know who can hit the curveball and who can't.
Yeah.
The easy outlier last year was like, oh, well, look what Army did to Oklahoma. Problem is, Oklahoma had the worst defense in the country in terms of just yards allowed. Michigan's defense is not that. This is a nasty run defense. I think Michigan can negate the time of possession advantage that Army always seems to have. They can hang on to the ball a little bit. I think maybe you see a little more Dylan McCaffrey. And the problem is, Army does not have defensive backs. Jay Patterson should take target practice in this game, just be able to bomb away at will. Metaphors all over the place here. And I just think Michigan's just better. I just think sometimes this is the type of team, this type of defense. They've got the speed at linebacker. In theory, they should be able to just completely shut down Army, who couldn't do a thing against Rice. But again, that kind of happens. Army has a bad game, and then next week they come out and roll for 500 yards against someone good. So it's next to impossible to figure them out.
All right, I have the answer to that question you were asking. I got it. This is crazy. Earlier, Pete was saying, can't remember the last time. Now, Big East 90s doesn't count, correct?
No, because that was back in the BCS days where they were part of whatever alliance thing. But,
right.
Yeah, not technically.
I'm not going to count the – because they lost, obviously, to Miami in 99. You know,
no,
you're gonna
no,
count.
No, that doesn't count. That
and was it was a loss to there was a loss to Syracuse somewhere in the mid-90s. But
yeah, that was – Syracuse was big. That was, that was back when the Big East mattered. Okay.
Right, right. So the last time – and I went through this quickly, but I'm pretty sure I got this right. The last time that I could find that Ohio State lost to a non-Power 5 conference team was in the Liberty Bowl against Air Force on December 27th, 1990.
That's a while. That's got to be – that has to –
that's almost 30 years.
That has to beat everybody in the Big Ten by a mile. I mean, it can't even be close because you can – again, you can kind of, you know, off the top of your head come up with a couple outliers for just about everyone else in the Big Ten over the last 5 years or so. That's pretty impressive. I mean, there's all sorts of crazy records like that where you just don't see, you know, sometimes programs just don't lose games like this just because, you know, it's not college basketball. You can't get a three-point shooter hot for a game. You if you don't have the guys, you don't have it. And
that
it's just
amazing.
Hard to out-talent Ohio State, and you just can't do it. So, and I'm guessing to your point, earlier point on Army, I'm guessing back in the day, that might be the D. Dowis days. So the way you probably beat Ohio State then was because of their quirky, funky offense that probably threw the ball once the entire game.
It was it was Air Force, not Army.
Air Force, yeah, exactly. Air Force.
Yeah, I'm sorry. Okay, yes. Yeah, they lost 23-11 in the Liberty Bowl that game.
Okay,
that game.
Yeah, and I'm guessing, again, the way that they probably lost that is because Air Force probably ran it 67 times for 400 yards or something, just doing that wizard option attack. So, again, unless you're going to do something funky, you know, we'll see. You know, Cincinnati's a good, sound, tough team. I don't know if you can beat Ohio State straight up with a good, sound, tough team without having the talent and the guys to be able to hang with the explosions they're going to bring.
All right, everybody check out Pete's work, collegefootballnews.com. Pete, thanks for joining us as always. We'll talk to you next week.
Anytime, guys. Have a great one.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows.
Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.